Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires, reporting for www.goforgold.lk. And we have a bit of a new format on our presentation. We start off now with the headlines. Jonathan Trott, the head coach of Afghanistan, who took over Afghanistan cricket from July 2022, the 44-year-old will part ways after next year's T20 World Cup, scheduled to get underway in the year 2026. Then, tickets for the One Day International, Sri Lanka versus Pakistan, has drawn a lot of interest in Pakistan. And we've got news that the tickets are available for sale in Karachi, Lahore, and all over Pakistan. Right, FIFA, as we know, has dismissed Malaysia's appeal on a forgery scandal. We'll keep our eyes focused on that particular story as well. Then headline news that's being carried today is India's women cricketers, who were very successful in winning the World Cup 2025 for the first time, will get a prize money of $5.75 million to be divided among the players, the squad, and of course the support staff. Right, quickly on to what I promised yesterday, the probable T20 team, subject to be approved by the Ministry of Sports, which we are expecting today, because they take wing on Saturday alongside with the 50 over squad as well. Right, the T20 squad, please note it down. Charit Asalanka, captain. Dasun Shanaka, vice captain. Pathum Nisanka, Kusal Mendes. Kushal Janit Pereira. We welcome Banuka Rajapaksa back in the squad. Kamindu Mendes, Janit Lianage, Kamil Mishra, Wanindu Hasaranga, Asita Fernando, Dushan Hemantha, the second leg spinner. And that's a very wise move to have support for Wanindu, who is very vulnerable to injuries. Mahesh Teekshana, Dushmant Chamira, and Nuwan Tushara. The feature is Shamara, as Shamika Kanaratne, apologies, correction, did not find the nod from the selectors because of poor performance. Nuwinder Fernando has been left out. So I made mention of this yesterday. But quickly on to a look at the scores in South Africa's game against Pakistan, because that's drawing close interest as well. In the 50-over game, South Africa made 263 for 10, and Pakistan won this game by 2 wickets in a nail-biter, getting to the target in 48.3 overs, but then losing 2 wickets. That's very interesting. So we all know that Pakistan is getting back to winning ways in the white ball format. And the final news we have is Sri Lanka under-19 women have trounced the Malaysian women by 7 wickets in their T20 encounter. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Pires for today. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, stay well, enjoy the off day today being Poya, and we look forward to bringing you more of the latest from the sporting arena, hot off the field, tomorrow. Bye for now.